All right, so I'm going to be performing the spoken word. It's called Alabama Lessons. I grew up in Rogersville, Alabama, and this is my experience. I first experienced racism when I was 7 or 8 years old. My little friend wanted to be my boyfriend, but he couldn't. That's what he was told. See, his blue eyes and blonde hair were too good for my brown skin and braids. That moment birthed a feeling of worthlessness in me that stayed. In that moment, Alabama taught me a lesson. At 7, this white boy was taught he was superior to me. He was taught that by his granny, who would say she wasn't racist so gracefully. I never heard her say nigger or say she didn't feel like she was better than blacks, but she didn't have to say it for me as a child to feel under attack. How could she hate black people? She was close friends with my mother. Well, I'm here to testify and uncover a truth to you. You can be racist and still have black friends too. Allow me to bare my soul for a moment. Alabama, feel my shame. I want you to own it. The Shoals area in Alabama and this entire country is in a state of emergency. Because we refuse to learn from our history. Folks have been demanding the removal of a statue that represents a disgraceful war, a war that represents an ugly sore on the body of America. The hysteria that we're experiencing right now stems from a war where men died to keep the good old South. A war that ushered in vagrancy laws, which then turned into Jim Crow laws. And we're still facing the effects of that. Alabama, are you feeling me yet? Some of y'all still don't get it. Systemic racism is a real thing. Y'all just don't want to admit it. The good old boy system is rooted in white supremacy. That good old boy system dominates Alabama. This state is great for you. Well, let me explain what this state has put me through. I had to grow up believing I wasn't good enough. Slick words and hateful actions from racists. I had to be tough. Alabama, you taught me to hate my skin. Taught me to hold my blackness within. You taught me to talk down on blacks who were poor. Taught me that blacks only deserve ghettos and nothing more. You taught me I was a good black person if I stayed in my place. Yeah. Told me you didn't see color, but would immediately judge me by my race. Yeah. Lies were fed to me because of white supremacy. Internalized racism ran through my veins like blood. Self-hate drenched down on me like water until I was caught in a flood of bitterness, loneliness, anger, and depression. Alabama, you taught me whitewashed lessons. You taught me to defend the Confederate flag because it's just white people's heritage. The same white people who denounce their own relatives if they're in an interracial marriage. The same white people who wouldn't invite me over because they don't want their grandparents calling them a nigger lover. This is what that statue represents to me. When I think of hate, I think of the Confederacy. When I think of my high school in Alabama, Lauderdale County, home of the Tigers, I don't think of Friday night football. I think of deception and liars. I think of how black boys were loved on the basketball court, but that love was cut short if they were caught with a white man's daughter. That type of hate is harder than any slap that can bruise my black skin. That type of hate I can feel over and over again. Microaggressions hidden behind false friendships by telling me I'm not like other black people, as if there's something wrong with my black people, as if my black people don't mean nothing to you, as if our black lives don't matter too. Alabama, you're still teaching a lesson. A lesson that is built upon racist values that leaves blacks frustrated, angry, and weary. You're willing to hold on to white supremacy by any means necessary. Well, I stand before you to let you know I'm determined to fight racism by any means necessary. And in this moment, I call for every person who wants to be on the good side of history to call for a change in Alabama by raising your fist with me. I speak against weakness. Our unity is strong. I speak against loneliness. During this fight, you are never alone. I speak against suicide and anxiety too. You do have a reason to live. There is a purpose for you. I speak against racism and violence, hate and white supremacy. The weapons will form, but they will not prosper over me. Alabama, you tried to make me feel ashamed of my blackness, but I declare and I decree you will never have the opportunity again to make me feel blessed in because of the color of my skin. Thank you.